Diamondbacks and the Dodgers locking horns on Monday. Robbie Ray for Arizona and the former Diamondback, Brandon McCarthy for the Dodgers. McCarthy had a 2-0 lead in the fifth, but that lead would prove short-lived.
There's a liner into center field. In comes Hernandez. He can't reach it. It's a base hit. A.J. Pollock delivers the single. In the score is Owings. The Dodger lead has been trimmed to 2-1. Now David Peralta, 1-for-2, and he lines a base hit into center field. Ray is rounding third. He's on his way home. The throw to the plate is not in time. So a two-out rally for the Diamondbacks. So Robbie Ray giving up the home run to Kike Hernandez, but he throws a fastball by Logan Forsythe. The 0-2 to Seegers, call strike three, breaking ball. 3-2, Ray delivers, and Turner takes call strike three, and that'll end the inning. Jake Lamb, and a fly ball to right field. Weed going back. He's at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone, a home run. Jake Lamb on the first pitch of the eighth. Fox's third home run of the season, and the Diamondbacks take a 3-2 lead. D-backs 3-2 with two outs in the ninth. Avalon stands on the third base side of the rubber. Line drive, base hit, headed toward the right field corner. Now Pollock can run, rounding second. He's on his way to third. Now he's being sent home, and he will score. And arriving at third base with a triple is David Peralta. And the Diamondbacks take a 4-2 lead.
The Diamondbacks double up the Dodgers 4-2. A no decision for Robbie Ray, but he does strike out 10 for his fifth career double-digit strikeout game. Through 14 games of the young season, the Dodgers are 7-7. The latest of those games, a 4-2 setback at the hands of the Diamondbacks in L.A. on Monday night. Commenting on the loss was Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts.
You know what, I think that he did throw the ball well. He threw the ball well all night, and you know, the bottom part of their order strung some hits together. There was a walk to Owings. But yeah, I mean, he threw the ball well, and I think he ended up with 86 pitches, and we went to Hatch for some length right there. And I thought Hatch threw the ball well too. So I think that, you know, Mac attacking the zone, got some strikeouts up in the zone when he needed them, and, you know, attacking those guys. We gave up the late run. But Hatch, I thought, threw the ball well also.
This bullpen's the last bullpen to give up a home run. Can you speak to what they've been able to do?
They've been great. They've been great, and it was just a pitch that, you know, Lamb's an aggressive hitter, and Hatch tried to stuff it in there on him and leaked over the plate a little bit, and, you know, it barely got out of the ballpark. But our bullpen's been great, you know, pitching in various situations and getting outs for us.
With just how overextended the bullpen was over the past couple of days, can you speak to why you took Brandon out?
It was just, I just felt that we could get, you know, at 86 pitches, I just don't, you know, I felt he can give us one more inning, and I don't. So at the risk of, you know, thinking through the game and thinking that he's going to get us one more inning max, I felt that, you know, Hatch gave us three innings. And so it was either going to be two or three innings at that point for me, for Hatch. And it was just winning the game. Was Mac going to be able to go, you know, 107, 8, 9 pitches? Was he going to be able to go two more innings? And I think for me, it was one inning max at 86 pitches for him.
Romo was warming up there, and I guess Avalon came into the game. Were those guys kind of limited in how you wanted to use them?
Yeah, each of those guys, Romo was going to be, you know, to get a hitter or two maybe. And Avalon, same. And, you know, we wanted to stay away from PD tonight, and Dayton gave us an inning. So that's sort of, and having stripped down, you know, that's sort of where we were at. So three innings that Hatch gave us was good.
Given how you used, I guess, you know, Hatcher threw, what, like 47 pitches or something, and stripped yesterday, and then you mentioned the other guys, are you in a position where you kind of have to make a move for just to cover tomorrow, or what do you think about that?
We're going to talk through it. We don't need to make a decision right now, but that's a conversation, you know, because I think that if you look at where we're at right now, Kenley's fresh, Romo's fresh, Pedro is fresh. You know, Petey could give us two. So, and you look at that, so you probably have four innings of guys that are fresh. But for some unforeseen situation to happen tomorrow, the starting pitcher, yeah, you got to, you know, guard against that.
You walked this tightrope a lot last year, obviously. What is the challenge in managing today versus managing, you know, with the big picture in mind, I guess?
You know what, you know, and I think that's kind of the challenge every single night, it seems like. You know, I think that, you know, you also, you know, you weigh winning the game, you weigh the pitcher's health. And, you know, I think that the number one thing is you try to take the pitcher's health, you know, as a priority and try to, you know, navigate accordingly.
So just to be clear, you really only had Dayton, Hatch, and then Kenley, what are guys you felt comfortable going with tonight?
And the other guys to get out of an inning. Right. Yeah.
Colorado's sending two lefties back to back in this next two games. Are you going to keep a similar lineup, or are you going to let Adrian and Jock?
Adrian will be in there tomorrow, and you know, we expect Jock in there, and you know, I want to give Jock some opportunities. You know, but you know, Seggy looks good in the batter's box, and Kike homered. So we've got some options to kind of think through. No, and I think that, yeah, I mean, I think that if you look at it, it's been 14 games. So for us right now, it's a small sample. And I know, you know, our starters are going to go deep. And yeah, tonight, I mean, I could have pushed Mac a little bit today to get past five innings. And he was throwing the ball well. You know, it's not like he was getting banged around. So I think that, you know, going forward, I do see our starters going deeper, yeah.
The Dodgers continue their homestand against the Rockies Tuesday. The Snakes head to San Diego to face the Padres.